This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Face death. But at the end of this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks a question and then answers the question himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا الْحَيَاتُ الدُّنْيَا. What is the life of this world? What is it? What is the context of the life of this world? إِلَى مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Except but an enjoyment in delusion, an enjoyment in deception. Allah Jalla wa Ala is reminding us that this world has many enjoyments, beautifications. There's a lot of things that are amazing about this life. But in reality, they are a deception. They are a deception. One of the reasons that they are deception is that they all come to an end. Everything on this planet, everything in the universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy. Will destroy. إِلَّا وَجْهُ. Except for His face. So no matter how much of you've tried to compile, no matter how much you fought over, no matter how much you strove over, no matter how hard you worked to get it, at the end of the day, you will either leave it or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy it. Now, we can look at this a couple of ways. As I said in the khutbah, there is nowhere where Allah commands us to be poor. Allah commands us to hate this life. Allah commands us to sit in the masjid and make dua and hope that, you know, the check will arrive in the mail. That's not the way it works. We are to work and toil and we can have the good things of this life. The thing that we need to remind ourselves is not what of this world we possess, but what of this world possesses us. How does it possess us? It's not that we can't have things. It's those things should not own us. They shouldn't control us. They shouldn't possess us. It was known amongst the companions of the Prophet ﷺ and the Salaf of our pious predecessors, that many of them had been blessed with great amounts of wealth in this life. Great amounts of wealth. But that wealth, this world, was in their hands. The deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was firmly resting in their hearts. Was in their hearts. And if something in their hearts became broken, if something in their religion came undone, or was improper, or was out of place, they would put down that which is in their hands. They would put the world down in order to fix that which is in their hearts. Us, the later generations, the newer generations, we have flipped this scenario. We have taken the world and put it in our hearts. And that's what we covet and what we love. And we have taken the deen of Allah, the religion, and put it in our hands. And if that which is in our hearts is out of place, we will put that down which is in our hands to fix it. This is a simple scenario to be fixed. It simply is that we must put this world in its proper perspective. That it is a deception. It is not reality. The things that will last are the things of akhirah. These are the things that will be permanent. So we should strive with whatever Allah has given us in this life. Even if He has blessed us to have a lot. Even if He has blessed us to have only a little. We should strive with that which is temporary in this life to make that which is permanent in the next life. If you own beautiful things in this life, that's not a problem. If you have a beautiful, amazing home that you go to every night, alhamdulillah, may Allah bless you in it. The Prophet ﷺ said that one of the blessings of this life, one of the tranquilities of this life is to have an open, big home. That is a beautiful thing to have. But if that house was to burn down tonight, would your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change tomorrow? Would you have doubt about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow? Would your iman lower because of the fact that Allah has taken everything from you? Or would this bring you closer to Allah? Or would you say, alhamdulillah for what He has given me, alhamdulillah for what He has taken away? It is in loss that we are truly tested. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us through the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam that even of the greatest test of loss in this life, the test of the loss of a child, I don't think anyone in here as a parent could ever imagine being tested with anything greater than losing their child. But even in that, the Prophet ﷺ guaranteed a palace in paradise for someone whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes their child from them and He praises them. And He praises Allah. He says, alhamdulillah, for what He has given and for what He has taken away. He says that Allah Jalla wa Ala will tell the angels, go build my slave a palace in paradise and name it Baytul Hamd because my slave has praised me. So it's showing that Allah gives anything He wants. He is Al-Ghani. He can give you without thought, without taking anything from His dominion. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take it all away. And this world can either become a means of benefit for us in Akhirah, or a means of test and punishment for us in Akhirah. So Allah is reminding us with this verse at the beginning, you're going to die. This life is very short. And then He is questioning us to think, what is the life of this world? It is nothing but an enjoyment that is truly a deception. Do not be fooled by this world. The Prophet ﷺ was once walking by with his companions, and there was a dead carcass on the side of the road. He picked it up by its ear and showed it to his companions and said, "Who would buy this from me? Who would buy this from me at a small price?" He offered a small amount. They said, "O Messenger of Allah, we wouldn't even take it from you if you were giving it away for free. If you were offering to give it away for free, we wouldn't take it from you." He said, "Know that Allah Jalla wa Ala views this whole world and everything that is in it with the same disdain that you view this in. Know that that is the worth of this entire world and everything that is in it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look how we fight and we strive and we struggle over it." We have to realize this. Lastly, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he talked about plans. This is what I talked about on Friday, having a plan. The very famous baseball player named Yogi Berra came up with a very famous saying that's used in business left, right, and center. That failing to plan is planning to fail. That if you fail to plan in your life, you are planning to fail. The Prophet ﷺ said about plans, he drew some lines in the sand in front of his companions. One that was closer to him and one that is farther away from him. And he pointed to the one that is farther away. And he said, "This is the human being, the man's hopes. This is his desires. This is his wishes. This is his grand scheme of life. But as he walks the path, he's going to run into this first line first. That is his death." None of us will ever finalize all the plans we have in this life. Know that we can have the greatest laid out plans, but death is going to come and put an end to them very soon, insha'Allah ta'ala. So if Allah has blessed you in this life, be grateful to Him. Don't let it own you. Own whatever you want in this world. Just don't let it possess you. Don't let it possess you. Put the religion in your heart firmly. Keep the world in your hands. And then you'll have a proper balance, insha'Allah ta'ala. And when push comes to shove, you will know what to prioritize, bidnillah. Jazakallahu khairan. I will see you guys again on Thursday. And we have some amazing programs coming out this week, insha'Allah ta'ala, that will be announced very soon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.